afternoon, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to remind all participants this call will be recorded. If you do have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. And your host for today's call is Pradeep Nair. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining Tivoli Talk on the Maximo Adapter for Primavera. What we will be doing today, we have myself, Pradeep Nair, product manager for some of the Maximo products, and then Vinicius Garmat from product design, who is doing the design and development work for Primavera Adapter, among other things. We will take you through the new release of the adapter, the 7.1.2, that is... I think by the time you hear this talk, it's released, and you'll see the new features, the new functions that we have, we're going to provide. All right, so the presentation deck is in the media library. You can download the presentation deck and follow through the slides. I'll try to remember to mention the slides as well as Winnie, but you need to follow the slides on your own. All right, let's begin. So let's go to slide number 2, which is the agenda. I will take you through the overview of what we are doing with the adapter, and then Vinicius will come in and cover the product details, what's new, how to position the integration and features and so on. And then I'll come back with the, you know, product pricing, positioning, and so on. And then we would not have a Q&A session because this is recording, so we'll just skip through that. All right, let's go to slide number 4, which is the overview slides. So enterprise project management, this is something that we know a number of our customers do. And it's not something that's going to go away. A lot of our industrial customers, utilities, and so on, and large-scale customers who require enterprise-wide project planning and scheduling do have enterprise project management systems like Primavera. So they need that to basically schedule and manage projects across departments, across business domains. You know, they take multiple resources and optimize it, optimize them across these departments and so on. And it is not something that one system can do, although in, like an ERP or a Maximo or a CRM system, it requires a dedicated project system. So that is why we see this demand requirement from our customers for these type of project management integration. And what it does is it allows these type of enterprise project management systems allows customers to take a higher level view, a broader view of all the projects that's going on in the siloed applications such as Maximo and the ERP systems, and then try to optimize these projects as well as resources across these projects. So they'll be able to balance the resource, you know, have the, you know, the trades or the workers move around in different projects in different areas in an optimal fashion. And then they can also take a broader view of the project progress and performance, so they can monitor this at a broader view instead of just the siloed applications. So not everyone do this. There are many customers who are just happy with just doing localized project management in the independent systems, and this is where Maximo and Maximo Scheduler works fine, or even Microsoft Project, which can handle the localized, departmentalized project management. But when it comes to a broader view, you require more robust systems such as Primavera and so on. So maximum users have been asking, and we have been providing this feature, the adapter, for a number of years. And this is one of the upgrade or enhancement release for the project adapter. Right, next slide, slide number 5. So what is maximum adapter for Primavera? So basically what it is it takes data from Maximo and Primavera and exchange the data between these systems so that you can see all the projects that's in Primavera, that's in Maximo, as well as send Maximo work orders into Primavera and then create the hierarchy that the AWBS structure in Primavera. So what it does is it enables users to view all the pending projects and activity in Primavera in Maximo, and likewise the project planners and schedulers in Primavera are able to see all the pending planned projects from Maximo in their system, and then plan that with other projects or a broader project view, take a broader project view and schedule it across different systems or different departments. There are different logics you can add in the adapter that, you know, Maximo Scheduler provides some of these features, and then the adapter has additional features that you can do to support the Primavera-specific integration. All right? So now I'll hand it over to Vinicius, and he will go through the product details. Just before that, just want to highlight that the Maximo Scheduler, I think a lot of times we have been asked by sales and partners on, okay, we have Maximo Scheduler and Primavera. What's going on? Are you going to continue with Primavera and so on? And the answer is yes. We still see customers who are having Primavera and their requirement or the need for the integration to continue. You know, Maximo Scheduler definitely will improve the project planning and management in Maximo, and we believe that it's going to further improve the integration with Primavera, and then the users on the Primavera side will see a better set of data that they can collaborate with the scheduler users. All right, so Vinicius, it's all yours.
Thanks, Pradeep. Hello, my name is Vinicius Garmatz. I am the designer and architect of this product. I will go over a little bit about what is this integration. So let's move to slide 8. What is the IBM Maximo adapter for Primavera? Every time that we talk about an integration, we are talking about two different products. One of them is Maximo. By concept, it's an asset management tool. And we are talking about Primavera, which is a planning scheduling tool, and more than that, it also have the project management capabilities. So the data that we have around these two different products are really different, considering that Maximo, in an asset management context, may manage inventory and locations, for example. This is not part of Primavera scope. But Primavera, on the other hand, also have the project portfolio, the project risk, and all the project-related data that is not part of Maximo. So where do we take advantage of this integration? It's around the work management. And work management in Maximo means work order. So the core of this integration is really around the work order module, where we integrate other related data of these work orders with Primavera. So it's important to differentiate. Maximo will have its master data, and Primavera will have its master data, basically because the behavior of each application is different, and the place where we take advantage of it is around the work management. Slide 9. Here is a matrix about the supported versions we have for either Maximo, Primavera, and our product, which means the adapter for Primavera. So as you can see, we are developing this at IBM since the version 6, where we integrate with Primavera 5. And now with the latest version, we are supporting Maximal 7.1.7 and the upcoming releases with the adapter 7.1.2, also extending the support to the latest Primavera version, which means Primavera 6 version 7. So the current release support both versions of Primavera, Primavera version 6 and Primavera version 7. Slide 10, this is the roadmap we have developed along these years that we are working with this product. So we have the adapter 62X, which means the integration with Maximal 6 and Primavera 5 and 6 releases with a series of enhancements, and then its migration to the 7 platform, extending the support to Maximal 7.1.4 and 5 with the same capabilities as the adapter 6. And then we developed in the end of last year, in December 2009, the adapter 7.1 with a series of enhancements based on the feedback we received from multiple customers. So as you can see in the adapter 6 and also in the adapter 7, we always have some enhancements around the performance of this integration. And also for 7.2, we're still improving the performance, and this is something that we will always do for the upcoming release, since this is a critical factor of this integration, the transfer rate between Maximal and Primavera. Slide 11. This is what we are delivering right now, the release 7.1.2 of this adapter. So again, in the first topic, we have another enhancement that we did to improve the performance, removing what they call Java reflection. We focus to improve the stability and the performance doing direct calls to the Primavera objects. With that, we are now receiving the errors from Primavera and treating the embedder, and gave an accurate information to our customers about what is happening in case of some exception that could happen during this integration. The second bullet is around the features that we have. Now, after IBM introduced the Maximal Scheduler, one of the features that came with the Scheduler was the refresh method. Refresh means if I have a query, all the related data that matches to that query will be exported either to Scheduler and now with Primavera. So this is very useful for our customers to keep the data updated in Primavera site with just that data that matches to what we have in Maximal. This is very useful for regular maintenance, where, for example, they can have a query saying, oh, export to Primavera just that work orders that are in status approved, for example. And then this data will be refreshed in Primavera project. The third bullet is the API connection control. Since with the first bullet we changed the way we connect to Primavera, we also changed the way we configure the connection with Primavera. Considering the calls that we receive from customers and also the PMRs that they open, I can say that around 80% of these calls is around the configuration between Maximal and Primavera and how this connection is being doing in Maximal. So in the past we have all the configuration set up in the labor application, where each user needs to know server name, IP address, database name, all this IT stuff, and this is converted now in an administrative task where the administrators need to configure and give friendly names to Primavera database, so they can call a Primavera test instance or a Primavera development instance, and this is all our users need to know. In the same way, we create enhancements on how to configure this connection. So the adapter automatically identifies the Primavera database names, the ports that could be used by the Primavera API, and also the connection method, making very easy to configure this connection with Primavera. The fourth bullet is the mapping structure. Custom mappings is something that exists in this project since the release 5. And in Primavera we have two different kinds of objects. One of them is user-defined fields, similar to what we have in Maximo, where our customers can create an additional field. And using user-defined fields in Primavera, they can also create the same fields there. If they want to map some custom field in Maximo to some custom field in Primavera, they use what we have called custom mappings. The review we did is to allow mappings to export information to activity codes. Similar to what we have in Maximo, you can have a field, and with this field a domain of valid values for that specific field. And this is what activity code does. You can have a specific field in Primavera with a list of valid values, and then this integration is now supported by custom mappings. Adapter Chrome Task. This is another enhancement that we did to allow customers to schedule some adapter process to execute automatically by Maximo Chrome Task. So if they have a project and they want that this project is refreshed every night, they can schedule this using the new Adapter Chrome Task. In the same way, it's not only the refresh, but all the methods we have to integrate data with Primavera, which I will cover then in the next slide. Security controls. This is the standard security controls we have in Maximo. We are extending that capability to the adapter processes, allowing administrators to determine who can export, who can import information from Primavera. This doesn't mean that the old versions of this adapter doesn't have this kind of control. Since we integrate with Primavera using the current Primavera user, if they don't have this privilege in Primavera site, this privilege will also be respected by this integration. We are just extending some controls to the Maximo site, not only use the existing ones in Primavera. Support to Primavera 6 version 7, after Oracle acquisition of Primavera. This is their first release after this acquisition, and we are supporting it with this latest version of this adapter. Improvement on all user interfaces. The old adapter used to have everything set up in the same screen, which makes the things a little bit confusing to our users. And what we are doing now is splitting some of this information in tabs in Maximo and organizing them better. As backup slides of this presentation, you can find a set of screenshots about these new user interfaces. Okay. And the last two bullets is around the full bidirectional integration with Primavera. In general, considering the past releases, we consider that Maximo was always the master database of this integration. And what we have right now is that we are breaking this concept, allowing the adapter not only to export work order data to Primavera and import the scheduling dates back to Maximo. No, we are changing it to export and import everything with Primavera, which means if you change task descriptions, if you add resources, if you change the relationships between tasks, and now the WBS and activity-related data, all of them will be imported back to Maximo, including work order statuses. And the latest one was a feedback that we have received from the beta program is around the project link, project import. Links is how we are calling it in the UI. Since now we have the full bidirectional integration, we can also import some existing projects from Primavera to Maximo. In the past, this adapter just considered as valid projects that ones who were exported from Maximo. Now we can reuse the existing projects from Primavera. As a next release, again, we have another bullet to keep improving the performance, which requires additional tables in Maximo site to store some new data from Primavera, allowing us to speed up this integration. So we have some sort of cache in Maximo site, and this needs to be reviewed. The second bullet is around the schedule data sources. Since the scheduler is being moved into core, not the scheduler product itself, but its table structures were incorporated into the work order, we need to use the same data sources to have the same data being exported either to scheduler, MS Project, and Primavera. So this is the review we will do. Conflict resolution, in case you have the same information changed in Maximo and Primavera, so who should want this conflict is another enhancement that we want to introduce. Tasks and activity steps, this is another export method we can use with Primavera, so you don't need to have activities itself, you can have just a single task and a checklist, which means steps. Craft skills. Currently, the current version of this adapter exports just the crafts without considering the skills, and the ability to filter the records that are being imported from Primavera. In a long-term roadmap, we also have the preventive maintenance forecasts, allowing the resource analysis and budget planning in Primavera about the work orders that will be generated by the preventive maintenance module. Okay, this is what we have in mind for future, and 7.2 release is what is coming out now. Slide 12, this is the user scenarios of this adapter. In the left side we have the Maximo and its work orders. In the right side we have Primavera and its projects. To export data to Primavera, we have a method called export, and the second one is link. Export creates a single or multiple project in Primavera site, and link reuse some existing project in Primavera. Once this link or this project is created in Primavera, you can manage it, refreshing it according to a query that we have in Maximo. We can also update this project data based on what we have in Maximo, and we can also append new data to this existing project. The last, but not less important, is the import method to receive the changes that the users have made in Primavera and import it back to Maximo, which means not only the changed data, but also all the new data inserted in Primavera is imported back to Maximo. This is the cycle of exporting and importing information within Primavera. Slide 13, this is just a reference for you. I have posted a wiki with all marketing materials that we've been doing for this product, and also Tivoli technical exchange, some recordings of some features of this adapter, and a virtual machine with everything set up to be used by sales and who wants to really see this integration working. So in this slide you can check its address and just let me know if you are having some difficult or need some additional material around this disintegration. Sales overview. I will also cover the first slide of it, so let's jump to slide 15. What are the values of disintegration? Since we have two different applications, one is Maximo, which is related more to maintenance, and maintenance sometimes could have its planners that uses Primavera. Some scenarios we could have different departments using these products. In some cases, I know that have engineering using Primavera, which creates the projects, and then maintenance complement this project data. So the idea, one of the values of this integration, is really to improve the visibility and access to the requirements. And every time that we say requirements, it's not only the person, your resources, but materials, budget, and everything related to a project itself. We can provide a better visibility among multiple departments and organizations. Communication. Since we have different areas, one of the values of this integration is to improve the communication between these departments or organizations through a transparent path to exchange information between them. The third bullet is around resources that can be better deployed across regular maintenance activities and the project activities, since Primavera centralizes all of them and give a graphical overview of the resource requirements for multiple departments. In the same way, the resource allocation and scheduling conflicts between these departments can be easily solved using Primavera and having Maximo data integrated with it. The backlog is another useful term in maintenance, where it represents the remaining work that needs to be done, and the way we have to determine how much resources we need to execute that backlog is within Primavera. So exporting this data to Primavera, you can simulate what they call what-if analysis and establish contingency plans about the resources you need to execute the remaining work you have, and also the time required to execute that specific work. And the last is to position the asset management work as a strategic activities through the organization, since this will determine the resources you need, the cost required to keep your assets operating, and giving a better visibility around the organization. Okay, so I will turn back to Pradeep, who will continue on slide 16.
Thank you, Vinicius. So the selling details, Maximo adapter for Primavera is an add-on. So customers who need the adapter can purchase this for the number of users they need the adapter for. But it is for their existing licenses, right? So you have Maximo users or Industry Solutions users, authorized primary, secondary, and so on, and you're adding this adapter on to these users. And if you're adding the license, you're adding it for like-to-like license. So if they are an authorized user base, you know, EAM, they are authorized, then you need to get the authorized version of the license. And if you're on TSRM or TAMET and they have concurrent licenses, then you can use the concurrent metric of the adapter. But you cannot use concurrent metric of the adapter for an authorized base product like MAM or Maximo Asset Management. User count doesn't have to be synced, so you can buy the licenses or you can sell the licenses for the number of users that the customer needs. So if, in this example, if you have 1,000 licenses for maximal authorized and limited use, and only 20 of them requires the integration to Primavera to send schedules and look at schedules and so on, you only need to sell 20 licenses of the adapter. The other key point to remember is I know sometimes we bundle products, especially IBM products, but for third-party products, especially Primavera, we don't bundle Primavera. So customers have to go and buy Primavera on their own or should have the their licenses. Typically, they know this, and that's why they're coming for the adapter. And it is not something that we include, right? So that's the selling positioning details. And to quickly recap some of the new enhancement for this release, as Vinicius was saying, you know, we did a lot of improvements in performance, and we also did the bidirectional integration, which has been one of the hot topics by the customers. I mean, both hot topics that they want to see and have. So we have those. So 7.1.2 of the adapter addresses a lot of this requirement, and we'll continue to do that. So we are continuing to look into requirements as well as feedback. And as we go forward, we are looking into more synchronization between Primavera, the adapter, as well as the Maximo scheduler. I think if you go forward, you'll see there will be a tighter and better integration between these two, and you know, the Maximo scheduler will do an excellent job on the Maximo side, and Primavera will do the enterprise planning and scheduling, and the adapter will take care of the need to sync between the schedule dates in Maximo, which is optimized by the scheduler, and the schedule dates and planning, resource planning in the enterprise by Primavera. All right, so that's the key points here, and I think we will end on that note. Thank you for listening, and then if you have any questions on the last slide, slide 17, you see the contact information. You can contact Vinicius or myself, and we'll take it from there. Thank you.
This does conclude the call. You may disconnect at this time.